Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to be closing out Hebrews chapter 11 tonight. If you would like to get a head start on the next area of Sunday evening sermons, you can begin reading in the book of Jeremiah. Next Sunday evening, we'll be going to the book of Jeremiah on Sunday evenings. And you can just know that in the book of Jeremiah, that we'll probably be there till this time next year. Very possibly, because it is full of good stuff. And the book of Jeremiah is full of, I don't know that I could call them, can I call them current events, Miss Peggy? While it's not current, they're current or applicable. Applicable events for today. And so we're going to be there. So study up, get into it, love it, love the Word of God. Amen? All right. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 32. And what shall I more say? Now, some of you may be saying, you've said enough. But I have more to say. It says, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, of David, and of Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided something better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. From verse 33 down through the end of the chapter, we find a summary of the triumphs of faith. The writer of Hebrews is summarizing for us pretty much the rest of the Old Testament saints. As we started this study, we started by saying that salvation is by grace through faith. We see that from the beginning of time to our time today, salvation has always been made possible through faith. And only by the grace of God does it come. And we're going to summarize the rest of this here this evening. We'll make a few final comments and we'll be through in just a few moments. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, as we come to You, God, we need You. We need You oh so desperately. For at our best, we're weak compared to You. Therefore, we need You. our flesh is weak, our spirit is willing. Therefore, we need you. God, your goodness is beyond what we could ever imagine, beyond what we could even fathom. As you have given to us these examples and these that have had faith in their lives, God, as the writer here summarized for it, may we do our own justice tonight to summarize these events that your word has recorded for us, that we too might increase our faith. Father, if we have learned anything from these studies through Hebrews chapter 11, may it be that our faith must be increased, that it fluctuates. Help us in this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Faith always requires a what? Okay, thank you. You had me nervous there. Everyone else knew that, right? Faith always requires an action. I was like, oh man, this is one of the first ones, and we might have to go start back over in Hebrews chapter 11 and re-preach this whole series if we missed that. Faith always requires an action. And as we see this summary here, as he says, I mean, look, when we start at Abel, and we go through to Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and all of these fantastic Old Testament saints, we find and we know that their faith always caused and always brought about an action in what they were doing. Their faith was shown by doing. And here, in these first few verses here, from verse 33 and down, you see the writer here giving some amazing, amazing things that happened through faith. Notice it says, who, through faith, subdued kingdoms. That means they took them down by faith. They wrought righteousness. Oh, righteousness. They obtained promises by faith, through faith. They stopped the mouths of lions. Anybody know who that was? Daniel and, well, come on, Brother Scott just preached about this last week. Whose faith was it? Darius? Remember he said, I have faith that your God will deliver you. I'm going to throw you in this lion's den, but I have faith in your God, Daniel. And he threw him in and they shut it up. Yeah, it was through faith that that happened. They quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Anyone remember who that was? Elijah went in, the widow woman that he was camping with. Her son died. She said, oh, what have you done? He went into the room, shut the door, and laid upon the boy and asked God to send the breath of life back into him. And he carried and gave the boy to his mother alive. Others were tortured. We'll see that in Jeremiah. Not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, multiple people. Moreover, of bonds and imprisonment, again, multiple. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Now hold on a second. Is there anything in here that you can see in these last few? I mean, look at this. Trial of cruel mockings, scourgings, bonds and imprisonment, stoned, sawn asunder, tempted, with slain with the sword, wandered about with sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. How many of you that sounds like great? I mean, sounds like fun to me. Hey, can I tell you real quick? Sometimes that's what faith gets you. Say, wait a second, Pastor. Wait a moment. Now, faith is supposed to get you, like, you know, good stuff, right? Because, you know, you go in, you have your Bible, and you rub it, and you pray, and, you know, God just kind of does what you want, right? That's faith, where God just does what you want. No. You can rub your Bible. I remember there was a time that I thought if I slept with my Bible under my pillow, I was more spiritual. You think I'm making it up, and I'm not. I'm serious, Charity. I was probably 12, 13 years old, and I thought, man, if I just sleep with my Bible under my pillow, it'll sink in. It didn't work. I'm sorry. It's somewhat embarrassing to tell, but it's true. Under my pillow, there it was. I thought, well, maybe if I open it up. It only works if you're awake. And it only works if you read it. It's not going to come by, whatever that's called, where it just sinks in your osmosis. I thought osmosis was the water purifying thing. Ah, okay. I learned something new. Yeah, it's not coming that way. You've got to read it. You've got to study it. You've got to see it. But can I show you that in this, while faith is shown in doing, because faith always requires an action, you know, faith can be shown in bearing as well, as we talked about this morning and last week, in bearing fruit. But faith can also be shown in suffering. Can I tell you that every one of these examples, notice, they were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourging. Moreover, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. And yet they showed their faith. You know what that means? That they didn't quit through all of these things. I tell you, quitting is so easy, isn't it? It's so easy to just quit. It's so easy to say it's too tough. It's so easy to say I don't want to do this anymore. It's so easy to say, well, I just don't feel like it. It's so easy to say everything is just not going my way. But yet it is faith that allows us to triumph. In every one of these examples, there was triumph. Yet they may have been destitute, and they may have been afflicted, and they may have been tormented. But notice what verse number 38 says, of whom the world was not worthy. What a blessed testimony that is. Through their faith being shown in their suffering, God said, this world, these people that came in contact with them, these people that had their faith shown to them from these folks, God said the world themselves was not worthy. Isn't that amazing? They wandered in deserts and in mountains, in dens and in caves of the earth. These all, verse 39, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. You see, as we try to summarize this triumph of faith, what we gain from faith, we sometimes fail to gain. Let me explain it like this. You see, gain and loss go together, don't they? Gain and loss go together. If you are if you're going to go higher, let's go this way. If you're going to go higher, what do you have to lose? The lower. Yeah, I can't be up here and down here at the same time. Now, down here may be pretty comfortable. But if I'm comfortable down here, but I know I want to go higher, if I'm going to gain the higher ground, I have to lose the lower ground. Can I tell you, faith is a lot like that. To gain the higher ground means to leave the lower, but the gain is always say it like this. Gain always compensates more than the loss. When it's through faith. You see, the promise that they had been given was the Messiah. They didn't get to see that promise. Now we know faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They didn't see it here on earth, but certainly they saw it in heaven. Look at verse number 40. Received not the promise, God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. The material draws on the spiritual. What God and only God can give is that which satisfies the most. You see, if I'm going to live my life by faith, again, it's not a life of faith of material blessings. You say, well, God blesses with material things. He does from time to time. But the spiritual blessings are the ones that far outweigh. Consider this. All of us have material goods. Some have more than others. But have you gotten to the place in life that you have enough? Now, you may say, well, I have enough. But yet we constantly buy more. Don't we? I mean, I'm sure if we really got down to it, we might say, yeah, I've got enough. But yet when it comes to material things, we always want more. Always. And it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, you can fill in the blank, whether it's new clothes or new shoes or a new car or a new house or new paint or new carpet or a new haircut or you fill in the blank. New glasses. Materialism always leaves us wanting more. But when it comes to the spiritual, one, I know we can never have enough. But material happiness will always leave us wanting more. And can I remind you that God's Word says that we can be full of His joy. And when we have that fullness of joy, guess what it is? It's enough. It's enough. Because we have it. He says, God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. You see, God completes us. God fills a void within our heart that sometimes we didn't even know was there. But I'll tell you what, when it is there, and you know it's there, there's not a material thing on this planet. There's not a drug on this planet. There's not a game on this planet. There's not anything you can put in your body on this planet that will fill that void. There's not an activity. There's not a song. People have tried it. I've tried it. You've probably tried it. But that void is still there. But when God fills it, sometimes we got to take a step of faith. One at a time. And God fills it. Faith is a wonderful thing. I hope that through this study that you'll go back through from time and time again and you'll read these great events from Scripture and go through and see the faith. I hope that when you read through the Old Testament that you'll see the faith that was there and you'll be encouraged in that faith and know that faith always brings and shows in an action, and it's shown in bearing, and it's shown oftentimes in suffering. We must continue on. We must continue on through faith, by faith, knowing that the gain far outweighs the loss, and that the material always leaves us longing for more, but the goodness of God fills us as only He can. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I hope your faith has been strengthened again through this study. Faith always requires an action. You may need to act tonight. I have no idea. But if you do, I invite you. Act upon what God has given you, what He's prompting you.